Hello, hello. No BS women. How's it going? I'm wondering how people be on here because it is Labor Day here in the United States of America. So I was like, will anybody come and hang out with me today? And it looks like y'all have showed up and showed out. So that is awesome. Missy, I'm in South Carolina. I am in South Carolina. Whereabouts in North Carolina are you? Promote the pain list. Hello, everyone. I know a lot of Carolinians, lots of Carolinians today. All right. Let me see. Let me see if I can pin myself. All right. Let's get after it. Oh, look. South Carolina. We got a lot of Carolinians. All right. Let's get after it. If you are new to NoBS, welcome, 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 welcome. We are so excited that you are here. I am excited to have you. I am Coach MJ. I am the director of member journey. Maybe. I never know what to say I am. But anyway, I work here. I'm a coach, then I was head coach, and then now my job literally is to make sure that you lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. That's my literal job. So for all of you who are new, I bet you never had someone on your weight loss team whose only job it was to make sure you were successful at weight loss. Well, that's my job, and there's an amazing team of coaches, support, community team that all help you do that. So I do take it seriously. I really do take it seriously. All right. So that's who I am. I see who y'all are. This is a webinar. We do these inside the membership all the time. Nobody can see your pretty little face. Nobody can hear you. It's just me. Feels like I'm talking to a screen for like 45-ish minutes. And you can use the chat and the Q&A if you have any questions for me. And the amazing coach Ashley is here. She is supporting you in the chat and in the Q&A. And as you can see, she's typing in all caps. So when you come on any No BS call, there's always a coach in the chat and the Q&A, and they type in all caps. So you know that it's them and that they're talking to you. So, she's not mad. I mean, she might be mad right now. Something else in her life could have happened that made her be mad, but she's not mad at you. I can promise you that. She just wants you to find her. Make sure your chat is set to everyone, and not just panelists and hosts, because then everybody cannot see your amazing words. She's not mad. She could have been mad, but she's not mad. And so, yeah, that's how this works. That's how it works. Y'all, we got like 100 of y'all here. I'm so surprised on a holiday this late in the afternoon. Oh, look at Donna. Donna said she's not mad, but she got mad skills though. There you go. There you go. All right. On the bottom of your screen, depending on what device you're tuning in from, there's a reactions button. You can give a little thumbs up, a heart, like a celebration, something like that. If this is your very first live call, like this is the first time you've ever hopped on live, give me a heart or a something or a celebration. Welcome, 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 welcome. So this is where you get all of your questions answered. The amazing Ashley, if you can't find something on the website, if you are lost and don't know what to do next, you've got Ashley right here in the chat with you. So she can answer all of your questions. And if you are here in your first 30 days, you get three calls with our new member coach. And guess who it is? It's Ashley. It's Ashley. So of all of you that this is your first live call or you just joined in the last month, how many people have taken advantage of that small group transformation call with Ashley? Now, look, there was a lot more thumbs up about like I'm new and this is my first time. Ashley, make sure that you post the link so that new members know how to get there and schedule that. Yeah, take full advantage of it. You get 3 in your first month. It doesn't matter when you use them. You can schedule 1 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday if you want. You can spread them out over your first month. You use them as you need to use them. So, and don't wait to be like, oh, I better not take advantage of that first one, because what if I get really stuck at the end of the month? Listen, we are always here for you. All just go ahead. Do not hesitate to go ahead and schedule that call. Yeah, you can schedule all 3 of those. So there's a video in the quick start on our membership website, nobswoman.com, explaining everything to you as you're a new member. I just went back through the onboarding emails today, as a matter of fact. You get a whole entire email about, you get 3 your first month, schedule them as you want to schedule them, as you need them. You can keep coming back 3 times and get those. So it is amazing. So there is also a new member guide. So Ashley will put that there in the link. I mean, in the chat, the link in the chat. We are not really going to go through that on today's call. I'm going to talk about some easy ways to get started on this call. I'm going to talk about where some people, I noticed that they slip up, so you can learn from them and not do the same. I'm going to talk to you about overwhelm and how to either get out of it or never get into it in the first place. And we're just going to talk about how No BS works, how we support you, where you can get help and lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. So all we ask in the beginning is that you have belief. You do not have to believe that you're going to be naked on a beach, drinking a cold drink, living your best life. Some people can see that far in the future, like the way in the future, kind of their future self. Some people have a really hard time visualizing that. I did. I was one of those people. Like I could visualize myself like 10 pounds at a time. So, but I want you on this call to even start smaller than that. So in NoBS, there are 4 basics. In module 1, it is 69 minutes long. 69 minutes. It teaches you the 4 basics. The basics of the basics. It's a little bit deeper dive than she goes into on her public podcast. But there, it's 69 minutes. So you can either block off 69 minutes or 30 minutes twice, whatever you want to do, and get through that material. So it is drink 64 ounces of water, get 7 hours of sleep, plan and assess your food, and eat by doable hunger. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough. So in the chat, I'm not asking you to believe that you can lose all your weight. I'm not even asking you to believe in the next 10 pounds. What can you believe? What do you believe? And you know that you can do in the next 24 hours. There's a version of you at 3 Eastern tomorrow. We want her to be, 3 Central. We want her to be proud tomorrow. What do you believe you can do in the next 24 hours to show up for yourself, keep a promise to yourself, and be proud as fuck of yourself 24 hours from now? Drink my water, write your 24-hour plan. I love it. And hey, if you hadn't written your 24-hour plan yet, guess what? It's not too late. You can write it right now. You can write it right now. If somebody's on this call going, well, shit, I didn't even write my plan today. It's not too late. The day is still young. You can write whatever you've already eaten today on your plan. And then you can write what you're going to do for the rest of the day. That's your plan. Jackie says she's been a member for over a year and haven't done a thing for 6 months. You have done a thing, Jackie. You're here on this call because you know it's what you need and you're ready to get going. So good for you. That's exactly what you need to do. Laura is going to play with her kids outside. Listen to module 3. I do love module 3. It's about urges. Keep your 24-hour plan simple. Oh, Susan says, I'm only working on waiting for hunger in the month of September. What a great step, Susan. That's exactly how it works. You pick one thing, you get really good at it, and then you add another thing. Long gone. No BS. Don't do that bullshit of all or nothing. If you don't do it all right now, you're never going to lose your weight. None of that stuff. There was a lady that I coached several months ago. She was a new member. She'd been here for 30 days and she literally had listened to No BS on a podcast because we have the No BS weight loss course on podcast. She didn't watch the videos on the website. She never printed out her planner. She never did a worksheet, nothing. And she was like just doing shit around her house. And she was like, the one thing I remember that Corinne kept saying is, wait until you're hungry, wait until you're hungry, wait until you're hungry. So she didn't even know the four basics because she'd just been passively listening to the course. So she just like, she was like, for a month, I was like, am I hungry? Am I hungry? I just thought that's what I was supposed to do. She lost 5 pounds in the first month. Didn't even know the four basics. Just honing into that one side of hunger made all the difference for her. So don't think that those little things don't count. They count, they matter, and they add up. They add up. If going all in and doing the pantry purge and doing all the other bullshit that we've done for so long, making the announcement that this is it, y'all, family, we are no longer bringing shit in this house. Everybody, we're all going on a diet. If that worked, we would already be thin on a beach. We would already be at goal weight. So all we're asking you to do in No BS is to trust us and do it a little bit differently. And I can hear some of y'all say like, well, you know, I did lose all my weight on Weight Watchers, but I gained it back. That was not your goal. There's one unspoken goal in every weight loss goal, to lose your weight and never gain it back. If you gained it back, it was not something that you could do for the rest of your life. And that is what we do here at No BS. We teach you the tools so that you can eat shit you want. You can go on trips, you can go on vacation, you can have holidays, you can eat whatever the hell you want to eat, make some good decisions ahead of time, love your reasons for it, and just live your damn life. That's what we want to do. And a lot of people too, I was talking to Sarah, our badass marketing bitch. Don't you love job titles here at No BS? But anyway, she was saying something about like members and like where I saw a lot of members like struggling and, you know, like getting stuck in a rut. And what we hear all the time in No BS is, I just am so sick and tired of thinking about food. I don't want to plan because I have to think about it all the time. And I don't want to do that. I'm going to just ask you, for all of you keto, Weight Watcher, Atkins, Susan Powder from back in the day, all of y'all, when y'all were on that diet, plugging in your points, did you just never think about food? You were still thinking about food. Every single diet that you're ever going to go on, food is going to be at the forefront. It's not like, well, I'm going to leave No BS because I'm so sick of planning and thinking about my food. And then I'm going to go join Weight Watchers again for the 50,000th time. And I'm never going to think about food. So just think about that when you're getting like, I'm so tired of planning and I don't want to think about my food. Like, that's all we think about. I still think about food a lot. I was overweight my entire life. Food is, it occupies a big chunk of my time. And it's okay. It's okay. But now my conversation around food is totally different. It's like, oh, what's going to fuel my body? Or I'm so glad I already have my food. I don't even have to worry about it. I don't even have to think about it. I don't even think about it. All right. That's my speech about other diets. So I want to make sure, has everybody been to our membership website, nobswomen.com? If you have not been there, give me an emoji. If you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, MJ? What website? I just been over in the Facebook group yipping. Okay, good. I'm glad to see that. Does anybody have questions about the website? No, it's amazing. Here's what I'm going to tell you about the website. I'm going to go off on my website tangent if anybody's interested. Oh, I'm stopping for that. Laura says, I have lost 3 pounds in 1 week and eating Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Buc-ee's, and QT donuts. Must be following Doable Hunger because that shit works. I love that. All right. When you go on the website, this is what I want you to know about our website. We have got women in this here membership that started with Corinne at her church. Yes, she goes to church and used to go to camps at her house. And they pay like $5 or $10 a month. They've been here that long. We've got members like some of you that just joined like this weekend. Been around here a long time. We need a space for all of those women. We have women who join in maintenance. We have women who join halfway to their goals. We've got women who are bingers, and we've got women who like just feel broken and like they can't lose weight. Women that come in hopeful. And we've got to serve everybody in this membership. Y'all are like 12,000 strong. So when you go into nobswomen.com, that entire menu is available to you. Just click on it and look around and poke around and just like this is how I've been approaching my job lately. Fuck around and find out. Just fuck around and find out on that website. It is all available to you. But it may not be for you. There's a difference. The maintenance course is available to you. You can go listen to it right now if you want to. Not a problem. But if you're not maintenance, you may want to spend your time somewhere else right now. We've got a binging Facebook subgroup. It's available to you. You could go join it right this minute. While we're on this call, you could go join that binge support group. It's available to you, but it may not be for you. Because we have a lot of mentors in the membership. They want to use that. We have a lot of people in maintenance in the membership. They want to use that. And so we need to have all of that available to them. But if you look on that menu, y'all, it is numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All you have to do is, number one, you start with a quick start. That's where you find about those transformation calls. That's where Corinne sets you up for success. Then you go to number two, the No BS Weight Loss Course. We even have a link on that page that takes you directly to our planner. If you want to use our planner, we have on that page as well a way for you to download only the No BS Weight Loss podcast. So you can listen on the go if that is what you need right now, instead of watching the videos. I just want you to really look at that website. Yes, you can go off in the weeds into accountability. You can go off in the weeds in Facebook. You can go off in the weeds all over the place on that website. We have this month in No BS where we focus on one thing every month. For people who are new, y'all are here in a good month because we are watching. We're having a watch party every Wednesday with Corinne going through module one, going deep on those four basics. But if you're like, you know what? I think that live call would just mess me up. Don't go. It's available to you. But if that's not you, then don't go. It may not be for you right now, but it is available to you. We also have on our website, this is the most important thing you need to know. Well, there's two important things. Where to get help on our website. At the bottom of every single page on our entire website, you will see a little blue button that says questions and a question mark. If you click on that, a little window pops up. You just type in your email address, what the problem is, and you send a message. That sends a message to support at pmptribe.com. That is our customer service. So if you have tech issues, you got billing questions, something's broken on the website, you can't figure it out, head right over there. Then we also have Ask Coaches on the website. If you look down that menu, you'll see the coaching section. You click on Ask Coaches. You click on Ask Your Question. You type in a title of your question. Make sure you remember your title. That's rule number one, because it is anonymous to the membership. When you come back in 48 hours, you go right back to Ask Coaches. You go to Recent Answers. You scroll down and find your title to the question you asked and read the answer from the coach. It is as simple as that. You can also look and see what other people are asking. There's even a search bar at the top that you can search and find the answer. So those are two most important places to find help inside of No BS. Okay, we got teams sitting around waiting on you. The other thing we have is we do have a Facebook group. And so many of y'all skip to number four or five, whatever it is, and y'all skip over No BS and you skip over the weight loss part and go straight to Facebook. You're not going to lose weight in Facebook. Facebook is a community. It is a great place to meet friends, find people near you, to crowdsource information. The coaches are in there as well, but we may or may not see your post because of algorithms and because of Mark Zuckerberg. But you know where we will always see your question is Ask Coaches. So make sure if you've really got a burning question you want a coach to answer, head on over to Ask Coaches, because in Facebook, we may or may not see it. Your weight is lost on nobswomen.com. That is where you find the tools. That's where you get the podcast to take on the go. That's where you get the weight loss course. That's where you get the next steps after you finish the weight loss course. That is where all of that lives. And then we also set you up in an accountability group if you would like us to. So you can see under Facebook and accountability, you fill out a form. We will put you together with an accountability group or partner. If you joined with someone else or you find your very best bestie in the Facebook group, or if you go to we're having a camp coming up soon, if you go to virtual camp and you meet somebody in the chat at camp and y'all create your own accountability group, you can also register your accountability group there. We do accountability calls once a month. You get a monthly accountability newsletter. So we give you tips and tricks about how to work through accountability with your partner or group. But here's the thing. We only ask that you complete module 2 before you sign up so that everybody's on level playing field. Everybody knows what's up. Let's see. Donna, that is exactly what happened. She says she pictures a coach just sitting there hitting refresh, waiting on the next question to roll in. That is true. But I'm going to tell you too, Donna, you bring up a really good point. So I've already told you there are 12,000 members in No BS. Ask Coaches. You've got 10. Is it 10, Ashley? Certified life and weight loss coaches at your fingertips. They are all No BS women. We do not hire outside of No BS. They know this program backwards, forward, sideways, every which way. We have used every tool that you have to lose our weight as well. Do you know how many on average Ask Coaches questions out of 12,000 members we get every day? Less than 50. Less than 50. Y'all, we should have 300-400 in there every day. At least. My goal would be that we had to hire 10 new coaches to answer your Ask Coaches questions. It is so underutilized. There's another membership. I'm not going to mention a name. They just took away Ask Coaches from their membership. We're not doing that. But y'all need to use us up. Jackie, I always, feel like a bother, so I don't ask. That is just your thought, right? Like, what a great, Jackie, you got homework. As soon as we get off this call, head on over to Ask Coaches and just say, like, anything you want to say. Doesn't have to be profound. And a lot of people say, I don't know what to ask. Or they'll say, I don't want to, you know, like, somebody else's problem is probably more important than mine. That's some bullshit. Most important question in Ask Coaches is your question. My job is to help every single one of you lose all of your weight, not just the ones who think their question is important. If Ask Coaches was only people that were confident, knew exactly what to ask, and, you know, whatever was Ask Coaches, it'd be crickets in there. We'd have anybody asking questions. So I want y'all to use it. Jen, you have written a lot in the Q&A. I want you to copy and paste it, and I want you to post that and Ask Coaches so that somebody can really get it, dive into this with you and look at all of your data. You've got a lot of data here. And I want to make sure, because on this call, for me to read through all of it and figure out the question that you're really asking would take a while. So I want a coach who can sit down and read and look through all of your data to be able to help you. All right. Any questions? We're trying to get these calls down to 30 minutes, y'all, but really, this is a great place to ask your question. Yes, I love that the coaches are trained and certified. Weight Watchers leaders would try to help, but they were trained only in Weight Watchers stuff. I get real guidance from the OES coaches. That's exactly right, because we're trained life coaches and weight loss coaches. Noom uses a script. Weight Watchers only trains on Weight Watchers. And no BS, got real women. That's what makes us different. Oh, look, Ashley. Ashley said, you know what? That is exactly like how no BS is. Jen said, make it attention to Coach Ashley and Ask Coaches. Put that in your title and she will take care of you. She's going to be looking for it. See, that's what makes no BS special. That right there. That's exactly what makes us different. That's exactly what makes us special. And that is exactly the level of support that you get here at NoBS. Ask any of these women in this chat that's been around forever. And we have so many people on this call who have left and come back. They came back because they know this is where they need to be. You get discouraged and you're like, I don't want to think about food anymore. And it's too hard. I'm tired of writing a plan. And then you go find somebody else. And then you come back. It is very true. Oh, Aisha, I hope I said your name right. Just met with Ashley yesterday. Hello. I love that. We also do have subgroups as well in our Facebook. I did not mention that. If you go under Facebook, so we have the main Facebook group that you can join, main big one. And then we also have subgroups. You can go over on our Facebook page on nobswomen.com, our membership website, and you can see all of the subgroups that we have. So, like, you know, we've got exercisers and we've got millennials and we've got 55 plus. They call themselves the flamingos. And we've got LGBTQ. We've got women of color. We got like, I mean, there's like 20 of them. We even have, what was I going to say? Oh, we just started a brand new Facebook subgroup for our legacy members. Anybody who's been here 365 days consecutively or more get to join that group. Jean Banning hashtag shops a lot. I went into a flamingo store at Myrtle Beach this weekend, that's the only flamingo thing. I love that we work on thoughts here. I had weight loss surgery and have lost 200 plus pounds, 80 to go. Shit, girl. And never learned to deal with my thoughts. That's what's going to get me in the end, my thinking. Oh my gosh. 200 plus pounds Jackie has lost. That is crazy. Are you new, Jackie? Are you new? I just want to know. Oh no, you're not. But you did join the Century Club. You did get the Century Award and join the Queen's Club. So we have two groups, maybe more to come, but I can't reveal secrets, but I love to reveal secrets. And I get on these calls and I get excited. And then I tell shit that I'm not supposed to tell, but I'm not doing that today, ladies. I'm just not. But just know to stay tuned because big things are coming to No BS. Anyway, Jackie, I'm about to talk about that. I don't give a fuck where you lost your weight. You join that shit. If you join No BS and you've already lost your 25 pounds, you join Queen's Club. You need to celebrate your success. Does not matter where you lost your weight, period. Weight loss, you know what I know about you, Jackie? You've lost 200 pounds. You are committed. You worked your ass off. Literally, you worked your ass off, 200 pounds of it. You said no to food. You learned how to handle your urges. Now, maybe you did it like in a, like, you know, like in a kind of way, and you're learning how to manage them better, but you sure as shit did it. You had to turn down food. You had to say no when people offered you food. All the things that make weight loss difficult, you did all that shit. And we want to celebrate you. Don't care where you lost it. I want you to do that right now. Girl, yes, you deserve all the, we don't give a shit where you lost it, honey. Because it's not and you even did it harder because you didn't lose it with no BS. Just saying, by the way. Somebody wants some quick advice for doable hunger. Doable hunger. So there is a cheat sheet on our membership website, nobswoman.com, under the doable hunger module. There's a cheat sheet that gives you some examples. But, yeah, see, you found it. You found it. That's what I'm telling you, Missy. Everything you need is on our membership website, nobswoman.com. Just go in there and fuck around and find out. It's all there for you. We got it. It's all just sitting there waiting on you. You know, I got two cousins named Missy. You know, you're from the South when you got two cousins named Missy. Two. How did that even happen? One lives right up the street from me. Mary Elizabeth has lost 19 pounds. Girl, you're getting close. What you going to do, Mary Elizabeth, to lose that 6 more pounds? What is standing in the way between you and 6 pounds of weight? What are like two things that you say right now, MJ, if I level these two things up, girl, call me a queen. I'm in Queen's Club. Yeah. Tell me, I want to know. See how I didn't ask Mary Elizabeth, what's all the things you're going to change? I'm like, give me two things. You know, I'm going to move the needle on your weight loss. Go all in on those. See what happens. That is how it works. Any other questions? Any other questions? Yay. So here's what I'm going to tell you about No BS. A lot of times when you go on the website, you're like, oh my God, this is so much. The problem that you're experiencing is you just look at all that and you think it's too much. Just remind yourself, it's available to me, but it may not be for me right now. I'm No BS weight loss course, blinders on. That's what I'm doing. Getting that done, getting my basics down. That's all I'm doing. All the rest of it is going to be waiting on you. All of it is waiting on you. It's not going to place. So just take your time. Get through the weight loss course. Okay? And it is self-paced. But just put a pod, AirPod in. Like, just listen to it. I listen in the shower. I listen while I walk my dog. I listen while I'm washing dishes. I listen all the time. The other thing I want you to know about your 24-hour plan, I really want to stress this with you. At first, if you're not used to making a 24-hour plan, make sure it's doable. Doable means that you do shit. I want you to really look at what you're putting on your plan. Somebody else said in the chat, like, what she said, she ate Buc-ee's and some QT donuts and whatever the hell, McDonald's and something else. And she lost like 5 pounds. That's a doable plan. She got real honest with herself. She did not write a book of lies, a book of shoulds. I should eat this in order to lose weight. Well, the last time I was successful, I didn't eat white sugar and white flour. No. If you're eating it now, eat it now, but don't eat it behind your back. It's not going to go away. That's why we are overweight. Because how many times have we eaten the white sugar and flour and been like, well, I better go ahead and eat all this. I don't know when I'm about to bring the hammer down. About to tighten up and get this weight off. And then we overeat it because we don't know when we're going to let ourselves have it again. Imagine if you could have it whenever you wanted it. And you didn't have to overeat it because nobody was going to take it away from you. Not even you. Yeah. And that's exactly how it works. Be honest. Make a doable plan. There is time to level up your food later. If you want to start, you know, like, whenever I eat that, I just don't feel good. You'll learn all that in good, better, best. And you may have some good foods that you're like, ugh, that just makes me feel like shit. Or it gives me, or it makes, does make me shit. Then you're like, oh, wonder what else I could eat. Then I could maybe level that up just a little bit. But we don't do any of that until we get real honest about where we are right now. So, and you can also give yourself a couple of choices. If you don't know what you're going to eat, don't focus on that. Like if you're going to go out to dinner and you don't know where you're going to go, or if your spouse or partner is cooking dinner and you don't know what they're going to make, don't focus on what you don't know. Focus on what you do know. If you're going out, are you going to have alcohol or not? It's available. You going to eat out of a bread basket or not? You going to have appetizers or not? You going to have a dessert or not? All that you already know. Doesn't matter where you go. Makes no difference. And give yourself some options. Any tips on determining if we get credit for eating until hungry and stopping at enough for the day? I know it's up to us, but appreciate any tips. First of all, it's just, you know, just guess. Fuck around and find out. Like, right? So you don't get credit. I'm going to just say this. People get so hung up on like the habit tracker and did I follow my plan and did I whatever. Like, let's say that I planned a deep dish pizza out to dinner. I was going to go. And then my partner got sick. Last minute got sick. I had planned 2 glasses of wine and 2 pieces of deep dish pizza or deep dish pizza till I was satisfied because I was going to really enjoy it. Then my partner gets sick. So I'm like, well, fuck, I got a bag of salad and a rotisserie chicken in there. I'll just swap out because whatever. You're off plan. You're going to lose weight though. It's not, weight is not lost in those boxes. Weight is lost when you make decisions that support weight loss. Now, I'm not saying there's something wrong with deep dish pizza and a beer, but I'm just saying sometimes we go, right now, my husband moved his people in here from Iran. She cooks every day. There's a language barrier. I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight. She been in there cooking it. I still don't know what it is. Not a clue. I just, you know, whatever she cooks, I've had enough. And if I don't like it, I always have something in the freezer that could just heat up some kind of meal or something. So like right now, like my dinners are like all over the place. I just make like a rudimentary plan and sort of go along with it. But I want you to see that, like, you just take a guess. If you think you stopped at enough, or you think you waited to hunger, go ahead and check your box. If you know you didn't, then don't check your box. That's the best way to figure it out. And it does get easier as you go along, like figuring out what doable hunger is. The more you practice it, the easier it gets, the more you recognize your cues and all that sort of stuff. Doable hunger, I want y'all to open yourself up to what doable hunger is. Doable hunger is not hangry. It's not starving. It may or may not be a stomach growl. For me, I start to get like a little bit of a dull headache. I get antsy in my seat and I start like wanting to shift tasks. So really hard for me to focus. That's my hunger. And that's what we want you to see in No BS. So we are so used to waiting until we are starving. Like we would literally just eat our own arm off if we needed to, because we're so hungry. That's not doable hunger. Doable hunger is that first whisper of hunger. Huh, I think I'm hungry. I'll go get something to eat. You do not need to do a food journal and the 24-hour plan. So in our planner, you've got a 24-hour plan and assessment. You can use that. You could use a food journal instead if you wanted to. You could use your notes app on your phone. You could use a sticky note. You could use a piece of notebook paper. Any of that works. Yes, doable hunger is about finding what being hungry truly means for me. And my cues won't match your cues. And your cues won't match, you know, somebody else's cues. Donna, I'm giving you a gold star. It is figuring out what hunger truly means for me instead of eating based on time or circumstance. Donna, gold star for Donna. God, that was good. Carl, she said it so well. I'm going to read it one more time because it was so good. Doable hunger is about finding what being hungry truly means for me instead of eating based on time or circumstance. Damn, Donna, can you come over here and write us some emails or something? Kate says, I'm no longer hungry after a few bites. Can't tell if I'm satisfied. I'm confused, no longer hungry with satisfaction. Girl, that is so good, Kate. This is when you sort of have to play around with it. This is when time comes in handy, okay? So let's say that you eat and after a few bites, you're like, okay, I think I've had enough. But in an hour, you know you're hungry. You are probably just eating till not hungry, which is different than satisfied, right? So we want to stop somewhere between I'm just not hungry anymore, like I've taken the edge off of hunger, and like stop before you're like full, like stop before that. And you do just have to play around with it to see what it feels like in your body. And I also want to say this too, Kate. So let's say that this happened to me all the time when I was a physical therapist. I worked in a nursing home. And we ate lunch at 11 with the old people. And then I would work until 5. And then I had to drive home. It wasn't far, 15 minutes. And then I had 3 kids at home that needed to eat. And of course, I wanted to change and do all the other stuff. I was starving when I got home. Like when I got off work, I was starving. Because, you know, with patients the whole time in the afternoons, I was starving when I got in my car. So I kept 100 calorie pack of nuts because they didn't go bad here in this southern heat. And I could just leave them in my car all the time. And I would eat them every day on the way home from work. I did not get satisfied. I stopped when I just knocked the edge off of my hunger because I really did want to be hungry in like an hour and a half to eat with my kids. And so you don't always have to eat all the way to satisfied. If you know that you're like, you just don't want to go into a dinner out starving, or you get off from work and you know that you're going to be, you know, finishing up dinner and you don't want to be starving doing that, you can. That's such a great tool to have just to knock the edge off of hunger. Yes, Donna said, I've really learned in the last couple of weeks how little food I really need compared to what I've always fed myself. Yeah, that's exactly true. Yeah, these are so, y'all had some really good questions in here. Y'all had some really good questions today. So up next in 15 minutes, the amazing Coach Julie will be in the same room, I think. She does tech help office hours. So if you are having any trouble, like making no BS a home screen on your phone, or if you are having trouble with emails or having trouble downloading the Private Member podcast, you can hop on and Julie will, she'll even pull you up on the screen sometimes. Alma, or is it Alma? I hate to mispronounce names. That's why I'm so glad my name's MJ, because people don't get it. Nobody mispronounces it. On days when I'm struggling physically and mentally, I just write PVS, protein, veggie, starch for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I eat when hungry and stop when at enough. What is your opinion on this? It's fucking awesome. This is what we call a protocol. So Corinne talks about a period protocol. Some people have like migraine protocol. So like, even if I've written my plan, if I, whoops, oops, my daughter was calling me. She was FaceTiming me. Even if they've already written their plan and they come down heavy with a migraine middle of the day, they just switch over to their protocol. And Alma, that sounds a lot like what you're doing. You have, Corinne also has a depression protocol for days that she's feeling depressed. And that sounds perfect. Yeah, I really like that. Like when you don't have quite have enough bandwidth and you still find a way. I'm just gonna tell you, I got a sick protocol. It is either egg drop soup or chili. If I've got a stuffy nose, that's all I really want in this world. I just, even if I've, I just, that's what I eat. And I eat some, and Cheez-Its. That's really all I eat when I have a cold. I know that sounds really good, doesn't it? Any good thoughts I can think when I make my plan in the morning, but if I go with, are you hungry? I run out of time in the day and feel I deprived myself. So what thought are you thinking? Like you feel deprived, but what are you, I didn't get to eat all of it. I should have had more. You could even think, I can always plan this tomorrow. I mean, here's what I want you to ask yourself, Didi. If you go to the buffet and you leave food behind at the buffet, like you don't eat the entire buffet, do you feel deprived? Like you've left food behind? Like, oh man, I should have eaten that whole entire buffet. No. What thoughts do you use at the buffet? Dang, I've had enough, girl. I sure didn't have enough. It was good. But I'm just not hungry anymore. Whatever thoughts you have in that moment are the thoughts that would work when you leave food on the table, you know, so to speak, of your plan. You, Karen, you can fill out the 30-day No BS Success Guide whenever you want to. When you're a new member, you can go ahead and fill that out. It asks you in there, like, what can you believe? We did that. When are you going to plan? We want you to commit to when you're going to plan for 30 days. Go all in on it. Develop that habit of planning. Yeah, just go in there. There's some good stuff in there to read through. Dee Dee says her answer is enough is enough. There you go. Oh, Karen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Have you scheduled your new member call, your transformation call, Karen? Oh, look. Ashley and I, like, we share brain on this call, apparently. Oh, Karen's had one. So whenever she's ready to have another one, she can go on back that same thing and schedule it. Good. All right, y'all. Let us know what you need. Go to Ask Coaches. Jen, make sure you post your question, attention Ashley, and Ask Coaches. And just use us, y'all. We're here. Like, we literally got a team, a whole entire team here to help you. It was in your email reminder for this call. It's also on the calendar, and Coach Ashley is going to post it in the chat right now. She's about to post it for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. All right, y'all. Go be amazing. Make one change. That's all we're asking. One little change. Just one. I promise it works. I swear to you, I could not lie to you. And if you don't believe in yourself, let us believe in you till you believe in yourself. That's my best advice for y'all. Do not give up on yourself. We will not. I know, Michelle. Go fuck around and find out. I love it. All right, y'all. Have an amazing rest of your evening. If you need tech help, come back in like 9 minutes. Coach Julie will be here with you, taking the microphone, helping you with tech. All right, y'all. Have a good, happy Labor Day. Enjoy your cookout if you're going to cook out tonight. Bye, y'all.